This month, our story about the baby formula shortage and Russian mission caught the eye of artist and activist CJ Johnson, who stepped in to organize a big donation. The post office and Russian mission has been intermittently closed for nearly half a year. The village store and Mothers on WIC both rely on the postal service for formula shipments and have been running dangerously low. When Johnson caught wind of the story, she posted the information to her Facebook page, Coutine Creations, and to her Reddit page. She got many messages of support and offers to donate supplies. Johnson organized the donation deliveries and they were dropped off last week. Although Johnson has never been to the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in person, she knows the struggles of the region well. Born and raised in Sitka, she was friends with many YK Delta Village students who attended the Mount Edgecombe boarding school with her. Of half Sioux, half Tlingit ancestry herself, she says she spent many years working in tribal governance in Alaska as well as the lower 48.
I've worked with and for, dozens of tribes, the Alaska Native corporations.
In short, Johnson was uniquely prepared to help with the relief efforts for the mothers and Russian mission. Johnson originally started her Facebook page as a platform for selling her art and beadwork. But when the pandemic struck, beading took on a whole new role.
I noticed that a lot of, our Native peoples were having some difficulties coping with the burden of self-isolation and quarantine. So I started this beading project called Bead Your State.
Johnson herself beaded Alaska and Washington and invited Natives from all over the U.S. to join and help her complete the map. The project grew to include the provinces of Canada, and her platform suddenly grew to thousands of followers. Johnson has also always used her platform for political posts, but this fall, she found a new use for it, organizing donations. In October, when she heard the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation was dangerously low on gloves, she started organizing a team to donate supplies, and soon the efforts expanded. Now Johnson also coordinates donations of hand-sewn masks, other personal protective equipment for healthcare workers, baby formula, and many other supplies to villages. In just 2 months, her team has grown to dozens of volunteers. Donated supplies are sent to a storeroom owned by the Chilista Corporation in Anchorage, where they are inventoried, organized, and packed up to be shipped off to the villages.
The last thing we wanted to do was send 5,000 masks to, a village with 400 people, because they don't need that many.
And Johnson knows well that the post office can't always be relied on in rural Alaska, so she prefers to coordinate deliveries directly through small carriers like Ryanair, which is donating its services to her relief efforts.
I'm really good at getting people to help.
She's not lying. CJ Johnson is a master connector. The way she got Ryanair to help? She reached out to her former high school classmate who is married to its president. And Russian Mission is benefiting from CJ's efforts. Margie Larson is a Russian Mission mom of a 5-year-old and a 7-month-old. She hasn't gotten a formula delivery from WIC in almost 2 months. She was relieved to get the canisters from CJ.
I was posting almost every day on Facebook trying to look for formula, any kind of formula, because my daughter was out. We were really, really happy for that package that came in.
But the donation formula will only last her 2 weeks. A temporary postmaster was supposed to show up early last week, according to a representative for USPS. But Olga Changsak, the tribal administrator, says she was 2 days late. The tribe was concerned she would only be in town for 1 day and would not have enough time to get to all of the WIC boxes. Russian Mission still has one applicant for the position of postmaster who is waiting to hear back. But the process usually takes at least 30 days, and the company handling the background checks has been slow since the start of the pandemic. In the meantime, CJ Johnson is sending more donated formula. In Bethel, I'm Olivia Eberts.